How about any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Joanne.
I'm concerned for Dana Linda.
Yeah.
We went to the Mayo Clinic Thursday, and Dave saw an occupationalist there, and he said that there's nothing they can do to help his left eye, and they also checked his right eye and said that he needs to start on injections for his right eye. And this wasn't the answers that we wanted.
Help the Holy Spirit.
Thank God that Lon and Lucy are here. God always knows when I need them.
And he'll still continue treatments here locally with the eye doctors?
He doesn't want to go back here.
Okay. I understand. Well, we'll certainly keep him in prayer, because these are decisions that only he can make about himself. So, but thank you for being there with him and for him.
Yes.
You're a blessing.
My friend, Mary Glover, that I worked with at the state attorney's office, she had a fall, and when she had a fall, she woke up and she couldn't see, so she went to the doctor, and there was blood that had built up, so she's had two shots to dry the blood, and she has one more injection that she has to do. But she said that she can see much better now, but they inject it right into the eye.
Yeah.
So whenever she's...
Well, it's similar to what Dave is going through.
She explained it, and it didn't sound pleasant.
Thank you. Anybody else?
My older brother.
Please. Yeah, Judy's brother is recovering in a rehab thing from his fall. So, yeah, thank you. Betty.
Jenny and Craig will be traveling back this week.
Oh, good.
With a trailer full of stuff, and his parents both came down with COVID.
Oh, no. Thank you. Sandra.
I just talked to my brother yesterday, and there's a lot of anxiety right now. Him and Dave and Bonnie Fox have acquired. They will be flying down to Patrick Air Force Base for the last time before Sammy Joe leaves to go to England. So they'll both be flying, and I don't think Bonnie's ever flown, so... That's going to be quite the treat. He wanted to meet her in Baltimore because they'll be flying from Baltimore to England, and she said no, but she did not. It would be too emotional. So they're flying down, and they're spending a few days from the 10th to the 14th, and then she will be leaving the 15th to go to Baltimore, and 17th, she will be flying to England for the next 3 years.
Sandra's niece had joined the Air Force, and she's been stationed at Patrick Air Force Base, which I'm real familiar with, and that's her first deployment. So thank God and thank her for her service.